You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, the next few days is very rough. Very, very rough, right? Because we have Thanksgiving coming up, and you were supposed to be dieting this whole time, right? We're supposed to be dieting, and we didn't because of Halloween. And my kids did really, really good this year with Halloween. Two big bags. Of course, they ate all the good stuff and left me the dum-dums and the some candies I've never heard of. You know, the candies that are hard. Hard candies, they left me that. But all the chocolate and all the good stuff was gone. And so here you are. You're kind of finishing up the last of the Halloween candy. And, you know, you're looking at what clothes am I going to wear when, you know, we go to Thanksgiving. And you can't fit. And you're like, okay, well, Thanksgiving's only a couple days away. So I could try dieting. And then you can't diet because it's cold. And you start smelling all the goodies. Like, we got a basket today that had chocolates. And, oh, man, so I'm going to start gaining weight. I'm not happy. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of looking at my butt and I'm starting to get a little depressed. So just, you know, don't fall into that trap. I want you to exercise. You guys could, you know, cheat Thursday for Thanksgiving. You can eat what you want to, but you really got to be good. Salads and vegetables and salads, right? That's all I'm going to have for the next few days, just so then I could eat my turkey. You know, Thanksgiving dinner, easily thousands of calories, very easily. You know, they say if you don't want to get fat on Thanksgiving, you know, cut the pie, cut the alcohol, cut the gravy. Well, that's all I eat. In fact, the gravy's my soup. I love gravy with the chunks of the meat. Do you guys remember when we were younger, we'd be sick? And, you know, my mom would make chicken soup, but it was good. You know, she's not the best cook. But I loved those chunky soups that had the sirloin burger and the meat. I like meat in my soup, right? I like chili except for the beans, of course, but I really, really like meat in my soup. And so I would live for that. So honestly, you know, when there's gravy with the chunks of the meat, that could be my dinner. And I know that's really disgusting and it clogs your artery, so I never do it because I'm all embarrassed. I like dark meat more than white meat. White meat is too dry. I've never liked white meat turkey. I like dark meat because there's more fat in it and it's just tastier. Cranberry sauce, never understood that. You don't make a sauce that's gelatinous of cranberries. Never understood that, but it's good to kind of mix it all in. The carrots are good. The problem is that somebody always makes a green bean casserole, and I don't think I have ever tasted a good green bean casserole. Green bean casserole is usually pretty disgusting because it's green beans. I don't like green beans. I don't really like a lot of things green. The problem with the green bean casserole, the problem with it is you have to try it because somebody brought it. So my recommendation to you all, which is what I need to do this year, is you be in charge of the green bean casserole. Then you don't have to eat it. See what I mean? Yeah, because if Aunt Flo comes, well, my Aunt Flo will be there, but that's a whole other story. But let's say Aunt Mary comes, and let's say Aunt Mary comes and she brings the casserole. You have to eat it. Yet if you cooked it, you could say, "I know it's good. I made it." You don't have to put any on your plate. Because here's the other problem too: when you do Thanksgiving dinner, I don't want anything touching my meat. I want to eat my meat without the taste of the cranberry. Oh, and then somebody makes homemade cranberry sauce, and you're like, oh, God, no. Oh, Dahlia, you've got to try my homemade cranberry sauce. It's healthy. Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. And then they slop it, and it gets on your meat. I'm not looking forward to Thanksgiving at all. Not at all. You know what we do? Honestly, you know, we go through the motions, and then we race back home, and we make our own turkey, and I just gnaw on the turkey and the gravy. That's how I do it. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I'm celebrating with my in-laws. My in-laws are cool. It's going to be cool, but I don't know what to do if somebody makes something homemade and I can't eat it. I can't fake it. I can't. I'm not a faker. Ask my husband. I just can't. So, we'll see. All right, a lot to talk about here. NFL players. They're going to be doing a brain disease study on what happens if you have multiple traumatic injury to the head. We are going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about some similarities between chimpanzees and us as humans and what happens if they stop letting us use chimpanzees in the labs, which is something that they want to do, which I think is kind of scary. Also, women, you know, if you're taking hormone replacement therapy and your breasts start getting tender, that could be a sign that something's going on. So we need to talk about tender breasts. All right. I know you guys are going to like that story, but just sit through it. Oh, guys want something good. I'll find something good for you guys to listen to. Just don't turn away. All right. So we got a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Please do. And don't forget to go to your local radio stations. You don't have to drive up. There's no drive through. Just call them and say, bring Dr. Dahlia to my city. All right, then you get more Dr. Dahlia, and more Dr. Dahlia is better, right? You want your double D's. Just tell them that I want my double D's. All right, so this is interesting. Teacher 35 years old is barred from class after running a porn site called MySluttyTeacher.com. What is going on with these teachers? Didn't we just have a story where a teacher was sexting a student? A teacher has been removed from her post after it was alleged that she had been operating porn websites from a computer the school provided her with, including one named MySluttyTeacher.com. Heidi Kaysen, 35, has been placed on paid leave while the porn ring she had apparently been running while teaching at Lincoln High School. All right. Several domain names were registered at her home in Stockton, California. This is ridiculous. All right. I don't have the pictures. Thank heavens. But they're showing her. She's sticking out her tongue. This is ridiculous. It has been claimed. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to read this. All right. Oh, my gosh. She, you know what? It's weird. You take a look at her. She looks like a nice blonde lady. You know, but I guess people do weird things. Well, look at what's happening now with Syracuse University. Another pedophile or sexual abuse allegations. What is going on? What is the attraction? I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to vomit thinking about that. All right. Well, anyway, just make sure your kids aren't, you know, watching teacher porn. Unless that's the biggest thing. I don't know. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate your listening. I love your comments. Thank you for leaving your comments on my website, especially the clean ones. If you ever want to leave your comments about the show, you can do so under guest book. If you want to send me your emails, I promise I'll get to them as quickly as possible. And I have been. I think I only have a couple left. I've been so good. And of course, you can call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, police now are investigating an allegation that Syracuse University basketball coach Bernie Fine molested a team ball boy for more than a decade. Now, of course, he's denied the accusations. ESPN reported that a second former ball boy, a relative to the alleged first victim, has also come forward. The allegations cover a period from the 1980s to the 1990s. Apparently, the victim, Bobby Davis, 39 years old, in an interview, said the quote-unquote abuse began in 1983 before he entered the seventh grade. He was the team's ball boy for 6 years from 1984. Then the second complaint came from, I believe, a stepbrother, 45-year-old Mike Ling, who said he was molested in the fifth or sixth grade. From what I understand, by the time they went to university police, it had been years later, and the statute of limitations might have already expired. The university states they had their own investigation through its legal counsel. It lasted 4 months, didn't find any evidence.
You know, I don't know what to make of this. You know, I'm still confused how things happened at Penn State. I don't know what to think of what happened here. By the way, news with Penn State today, Joe Paterno has been diagnosed with lung cancer. They said Joe Paterno had actually been diagnosed the day after he had been put on administrative or had been fired from Penn State. Sun says this is a very treatable form. Please respect the privacy. I don't know much about what type of lung cancer he has. As we get more information, we will. But you know what? You know, we're hearing back and forth. We're hearing people go, you know, I mean, people have been asking me and people have been reporting, okay, you know, can this now open up a whole slew of quote unquote alleged victims saying, oh yeah, this happened to me. Yeah, this happened to me. This happened to me. And, you know, are many people going to be, you know, guilty until proven innocent? Or do we really have this much pedophilia in our society? I mean, is this a heck of a lot more common than we think? Now, there's no numbers. I can't tell you, you know, 2% of the population are pedophiliacs. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you 1% of the population are child molesters. I can't tell you X number of people commit sexual abuse. We don't have those numbers because many of these cases aren't reported. All we could do right now, while the legal system and court system is going back prospectively, is what we could do prospectively is prevent our kids from being abused in the future. If these abuse cases are true, I mean, you know, what blows my mind is how nobody tells mom or dad. You know, I mean, you're looking at this, and according to like Bobby Davis, you know, here with the alleged allegations to coach with Coach Bernie Fine, that he had been molested for more than a decade. I don't understand why these kids don't have a support system such they could tell mom, they could tell dad. I mean, you know, somebody who's abused in an abusive family, let's say by stepmom, stepdad, you know, you start to see withdrawal a lot. And they withdraw from the person abusing them. And, you know, you find, I just find it crazy that these kids wouldn't withdraw. Maybe they didn't feel like they could withdraw. Maybe they, you know, didn't feel like they could talk to mom or dad or brother or somebody, you know, especially these young kids, they won't talk. They won't talk about it. So that's understandable. But they withdraw. And you wonder why the kid would continue to, or the child would continue to associate as being a ball boy during that time. You'd think he'd quit or go away, unless, of course, there were threats. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is true. I don't know. And it's so what we need to do then to be proactive is to look at our kids and pull them aside and ask them. I asked my kids. One of my kids said he hated school. And I asked him, I go, is anybody doing anything inappropriate to you? You know, he's like, no, I hate school because of homework. But I asked the question. Ask the question. You're allowed to. Now, when I grew up, and also, I mean, we're talking about these victims, 39 years old and 45, so they're roughly my age. Yeah, I can't pretend I'm in my 20s anymore. Tack with it. Now, when I grew up, my mom and dad, no, we didn't talk about sex. We didn't talk about that. I love my mom and dad, but you know, if I said something was happening at school, I didn't like the way they were going to handle it, so I never told them anything was happening in school. Now, luckily, nothing like this happened to me, but when I had issues with friends or enemies, when I had, you know, like I was, you know, supposed to get beat up one day after school, I wasn't going to talk to my parents about that. You just did it, you know, because you'd get in trouble more than what was happening at school. We really didn't have an open communication policy in our family. Never talked about sex, nothing. I had to get all my information from my husband. All right, maybe a little before then. But anyway, but that was just the way my parents were. And maybe these guys come from a family where, no, you didn't bring up those types of subjects with mom or dad. You know, because if you did, they'd shoot, you know, the coach or they'd shoot you. So, but now we do have a society. Now we talk about everything. We're allowed to talk about everything. On Glee, you know, the father talked to his, you know, gay son about, you know, proper sex and protection and all that. I mean, now on regular TV, kids are watching, all right, parents and kids are supposed to have a discourse. So do it then. Do it. And tell your kids, if anybody touches your parts, your wee-wee, touches you in an inappropriate way, you tell me. I won't get mad. I won't, you know, but you can tell me. And that's the one thing I try to do with my children, is let them know they can bring up anything. There is nothing too embarrassing to bring up to mom. Now, of course, that's not always going to work. Of course, they're going to be embarrassed with mom. But I've had this conversation with my kids because there was a child, and I've talked about this on the show plenty of times. One of the cousins of one of my patients who lives in Los Angeles. He found a lump on his testicle when he was 15 years old. Never told anybody because he was embarrassed. He's not going to go to his mom or dad or, you know, brother, tell him he's got a lump on his testicle. He was probably embarrassed in the means in which he found it. So he wasn't going to say anything. And then by the time it got to the point where he couldn't handle it anymore, it had already spread, and it was a pretty severe testicular cancer, and he ends up dying by age 18, 19 years old. So, of course, you know, I told my kids, check your testicles. And they're like, huh, what? What are my testicles? Of course, they were only like 5 and 7 at the time. But I'm like, look, you know, if you feel any lumps or bumps, you tell mom. And if you don't want to tell mom, you tell dad. If you don't want to tell mom or dad, then you tell Uncle Josh, you know, or we take it to the doctor. But you need to kind of get that embarrassment out of the family. And many parents, they don't talk to their kids. They're embarrassed about that too. They don't want to talk about testicles. They don't like the way it sounds, testicle. It does. It sounds kind of weird. So they don't want to talk about it. But you need to tell the children it's normal for you to examine yourself. You're not going to know if your kid is walking around with a testicular mass. You won't know because you don't touch your kid there. You know, you aren't changing their diapers anymore. They're 15. They're 16. So you need to teach your kid and hope he's mature enough to check himself and tell you. Same thing with girls with breast cancer. Remember there's that little 10-year-old girl with breast cancer? Right? Back in, gosh, I think it was 2009 in Los Angeles, in one of the suburbs of California. So, you know, we need to kind of get over this embarrassment. And that then goes for abuse. You know, if you're like, look, is somebody touching you funny? Is the babysitter touching you? Is a coach? Is somebody at school? Is your boyfriend coercing you to do something inappropriate? You need to let them know that not telling you is way worse than telling you. And, but you've got to get over your own fears and insecurities and let your kids know, yeah, of course you can talk about your movies. Of course you can talk about this. Because otherwise, if they feel you're embarrassed or that subject's taboo, they're never going to bring it up to you. And I just find it so sad that somebody could be allegedly sexually abused for 10 years, right, with nobody knowing and nobody intervening and nobody helping. Now, with the Sandusky issue and the alleged sexual claims in that respect, these were kids that I believe needed help through the charity. And so there might have been, a type of codependence relationship, which made it very, very scary and vulnerable for the victims. But, you know, somebody, you know, helping out being a ball boy, and I don't really know what his personal situation was. I don't understand why he didn't feel like he could get out of it within that 10 years. So it's frightening. All right, guys, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about this NFL study that they're going to do. Interesting stuff. I also want to talk about a possible sign of breast cancer in women. And I want to talk about chimps, some kind of cool stuff with that. I don't like the idea that some of these chimps may be on the endangered species list, so we may not be able to work with them in the labs. And they're so cute. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to Survival RX. NovaRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls or questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, giving you the latest and the greatest in medical news and updated scientific achievements. We've got some cool stuff to talk about a little bit later this hour. So apparently there's a major push by advocacy organizations to stop research on chimpanzees. Hopefully within the United States, they're hoping within a year. They say the United States is one of only two countries that conduct invasive research on chimpanzees. The other is the Central African nation of Gabon. All right. They say now is the time to get these chimps out of invasive research and out of the labs. John Vandenberg, director of Southwest National Primate Research Center in San Antonio, one of six labs that house chimpanzees, agreed that this is a crucial moment. He said this could be the halt in all medical research with chimpanzees. I don't think he's for it, though. The Humane Society of the United States and other groups pushed the National Institutes of Health to commission a report on the usefulness of chimps in research due this year. The Society also joined with the Jane Goodall Institute, the Wildlife Conservation Society, and others to petition the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service to declare captive chimps endangered, as wild chimps already are, giving them new protections. This is a decision due in next September. Now, if the Great Ape and Protection and Cost Savings Act, now in Congress, goes through, it would ban invasive research on all great apes, including bamboos, gorillas, and orangutans. I mean, we've known there's been many similarities. The study actually today came out saying how young chimps, you know, play much like children do. They do a lot of things very similar to children, such as, you know, playmates and, you know, some complex plays and a lot of the behaviors. And so, you know, chimpanzees have so many likenesses to the human that it's they seem like the perfect animal to do tests on. Of course, yes, some of these tests can be pretty invasive. And, you know, we all saw Planet of the Apes, and many of us do believe that these chimpanzees could get mad and they could, you know, rule the earth. That's why they prompted this. I think what happened is somebody saw Planet of the Apes, they got scared. They were like, oh, no, they're going to get mad, they're going to come after us. I don't know if they're going to get mad and become Planet of the Apes. I don't think we're going to become Planet of the Apes. I don't think that's going to happen in our lifetime. But, you know, I mean, if there is the possibility that there is going to be, if they are going to say, well, they're endangered, yes, we're going to have to do less testing on them. I mean, unfortunately, the testing's not going to slow down. It's not. There are so many things in the development with research, like Alzheimer's treatments. They are dying to test hundreds of different things on chimps in respect to Alzheimer's and cancer, etc. And as humans, many of us want the scientific developments. We want them. We don't want to think about what happens to the animals. We don't want to think about what happens to the labs. I don't. I try not to think about it. You know, I mean, I'm so excited with medical advancements, and I want these advancements to happen. And you know, we want to know what's safe in pregnancy and what isn't. But how do you think we get that knowledge? We get it by, you know, working on animals, little innocent animals. And so, you know, many of us, you know, we go to bed and I just try not to think about it. But it's not going to go away. There's going to be more and more advocacy groups trying to protect these chimpanzees. The only thing is if we cannot do the research that we need to do, what happens with all our medical and scientific advancements? What do we do? I don't know. I mean, this is going to go back and forth and back and forth. You know, what other animal can, you know, they've been doing rats, a lot of things with rats, but it's not enough. You know, remember they were talking about breast cancer in rats? They were injecting breast cancer in the, or I think it was even in mice. You know, poor little mouse is now getting breast cancer. So, you know, after the chimpanzees are going to try to protect the rats and the mice, so how do we research? What do we do? Are we going to allow there to be a halt? You can't stop knowledge. No, people are going to find a way. People are going to find a way. Maybe they'll start testing it on humans. They'll try to get human volunteers. Did you hear about that one test that happened we talked about earlier in the hour? There was a doctorate volunteer, a 57-year-old lady, who decided to self-stimulate herself to orgasm in an MRI so people could learn what happens to the brain during an orgasm. That's what we'll have. We'll have people that'll volunteer to be doing these tests. I hope she had a good time. That's all I could say. All right, speaking about a study, this is a nice study that's not including chimpanzees for anybody worried. They're going to be studying degenerative brain disease of former athletes. And might I say, it's high time. They're going to take about 100 retired NFL players to learn how to diagnose a condition earlier in life as opposed to afterwards. Because usually, to confirm chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a destruction of the brain from chronic trauma, it's usually examined after death. So what they're trying to do is figure out how they could identify it prior to death. So Boston University Center has analyzed the brains of, you know, 70 former athletes, and now they're going to start a 3-year study of living patients. They're also going to recruit 50 retired elite athletes from non-contact sports as a comparison. So they're going to take the 100 NFL players, and then they're going to compare it to 50 athletes who were non-contact sports. Now, the study is called DETECT, and Of course, they're going to try to find differences between the NFL players and athletes who haven't had blows to the head. The subject's going to be flown into Boston for a variety of tests. They're going to have scans. They're going to have a spinal tap, psychiatric interview, a lot of neurological cognitive testing, etc. But the NFL players must be offensive and defensive linemen, have to be linebackers or defensive backs, no water boys, and had to be in those positions because those are the ones that had the most brain trauma. Now, the subjects are going to be between the ages 40 and 69 and suffer some of the symptoms of this CTE, which is the cognitive traumatic encephalopathy, either depression, either memory loss, headaches. Now, they aren't asking and choosing people based on number of concussions because a lot of times you don't realize you've had a concussion. So they're, you know, many times you get knocked on the head and you don't know. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they come up with. That's a study they're going to do. I like it. I think it's a great study. I don't think it's going to hurt. They're going to be just evaluating people. And we'll see what happens, okay? A lot of interesting things when it comes to the brain. Now, this is kind of sad. A British rock music fan apparently just killed himself. He stabbed himself to death because he had raging tinnitus or tinnitus. Now, that is very loud ringing of the ear. Robert McIndoe, 52 years old, was unable to sleep for 3 months after going to a band. It was the U.S. band, The Crooked Vultures. And he said after he went to that band, it left him with severe ringing in the ears. Now, apparently this band is made up of former band members from Led Zeppelin, Foo Fighters, Queens of Stone Age, etc. And this is in London. Now, his psychiatrist said he accepted death as a side effect of stopping the noise. I can't believe it. The inquest heard he tried to commit suicide by taking an overdose at his home, but instead he decided to stab himself. He just didn't want to suffer anymore because of ringing in the ears. Ringing in the ears. That is so, I just can't believe somebody would be, you know, driven to that point where they could kill themselves. Look, any of you that have ringing in the ears, please see an ear, nose, and throat doctor and see if there's certain treatments that can be done. And please avoid these heavy, heavy, loud rock concerts. I know we all want to be up front. We all want to be by the stage so we can headbang. Dangerous. The amount of ear trauma, your ear can't handle that. We talked about hearing loss. 1 in 5 Americans have hearing loss, and we don't want you going above 85 decibels. These concerts can go up to 140. All right. You know, almost as much as a jet engine. You cannot. Or, I mean, if you go, use some earplugs. You have to do something to protect your ears. It's amazing. We blow off our teeth. We blow off our ears. Maybe we worry a little bit more about our eyesight. Maybe we watch our hearts a little bit more, but it's amazing how we don't take care of certain parts of our body. We don't take care of our feet. We don't. We wear crappy shoes, crappy flip-flops. Later, we start getting foot pain, and then we want to know why. And foot pain leads to knee pain, leads to hip pain, leads to back pain. It's not good. You know, my job on this show will be to reinforce, don't blow things off. You blow off your teeth, you could get a heart attack. Right? Poor gum disease and periodontal disease leads to heart attack. You blow off your ears, you can't hear. Could increase dementia. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the way. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back. Welcome back to the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, the one thing that has been rising in the crime world are people performing medical procedures, cosmetic procedures, or even practicing medicine without a license. It is more and more common. I've talked to a lot of local authorities who said, Dolly, there are people that go down to Mexico, they buy medications, they're in their house. People know where to go. They say, look, I want an antibiotic and I can't afford to go to my doctor. And these people go to Mexico, buy these medications, have like a store in their house and sell them. And they're not doctors. They're not doctors. Now, if any of you are doing that, I advise you not to. Do not let anybody give you an antibiotic or a medication from a foreign country without you being properly diagnosed. This is very, very scary. Another thing people are doing is they're getting cosmetic surgery from people that aren't cosmetic surgeons. A Georgia woman apparently was arrested in downtown Washington, D.C. From a hotel last month after being charged with administering illegal silicone injections to women. 45-year-old Kimberly Smeldy, right? She had apparently injected an exotic dancer with silicone in her buttocks and hips. The shots were administered on a bed in her hotel room. She was paid $4,000 for four shots. The dancer said 2 days after her final injection, she became ill, spent 10 days in the hospital, suffering from ailments, including silicone in her lungs. Then this lady, Smeldy, was busted last month at one of the hotels in which she was working, and she had three 18-gauge medical needles. Those are kind of big, and one of her handbags. And also, they found a text from another woman asking to get her hips done. You see, there's this whole black market for cosmetic surgery going on out there. Now, you all know that I desperately need cosmetic surgery. Lord knows. I don't need, though, silicone injection. Silicone, what that does is it gives you volume. It's a volumizer. So if you have a skinny butt, I would love to know what that feels like. But if you have a skinny butt, it enhances the curve, supposedly. But you don't be injecting, you know, injecting silicone, that's what they used to do with breasts. In the olden days, to have a breast enhancement, they would just inject silicone into the breast. Right, this was before implants, and I have a patient where you see the lines and the tunnels of silicone that dripped down into the abdomen, and she has these hard masses of silicone on her breasts, under her breasts, in her abdomen. So I've seen what that does. But that's what they did. That's what doctors did decades ago. Now you're just having people, schmoes, saying, hi, I could do this for you. They get a hold of the medication illegally, and you pay them. But I mean, gosh, $4,000, that doesn't look like a great deal, people. It does not look like a great deal. So my suggestion to you is please, please, please be careful. All right. So speaking of breasts, you know, many of us take combination hormone therapy, estrogen and progesterone, after menopause. Of course, after the Women's Health Initiative study, less of us do. Your doctor is probably going to make sure you aren't at risk for heart disease, hopefully at lower risk of breast cancer, although I don't think any of us are at low risk for breast cancer, even men. You know, we all could get hit with some sort of breast cancer. But they said women who feel breast tenderness could be a sign of cancer or a risk factor. The study showed that developing new breast tenderness after the start of hormone therapy was associated with increased breast cancer risk in women taking estrogen and progesterone, but not women taking estrogen. Now, that's odd because estrogen has been shown to be an issue if you have an estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. But they say it was the women taking the combination therapy that had more of a problem. That's interesting. And what's also interesting is back with the Women's Health Initiative back in 2002, they said women that had aggressive breast cancer were the ones with estrogen and progesterone, but not the estrogen only. So there's something to this progesterone that they need to figure out. All right, so it makes sense. What they're saying is, you know, when you're younger, for those of you that don't have female breasts, when you're younger and you go through PMS, you know, your breasts get tender. That's how we know our period's coming. That's also how we know when we're pregnant. You know, our breasts are very tender. They swell. And we get very grumpy. You know, husbands are happy, but we get grumpy. Well, after menopause, you really don't seem to have the breast tenderness. You aren't supposed to, theoretically. I think some of us still hurt. So if all of a sudden you go from no pain to now starting to be tender in the breast and you're taking hormones, that's a sign to get your breasts into a doctor and get them checked. And I'm sure usually the breasts are the first things through the front door. So make sure you do that. It could be a sign that something is going on, okay? You know, in the news, they've been talking about the Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore split. Now there's reports saying that she was bisexual, and she had known this, and they had had very open, an open marriage. Okay, now I'm not sure what that means. If people were coming over and they were all having a party, I don't know what that means. You know, I like to think of my Hollywood stars as, you know, kind of having the, you know, typical traditional, you know, type of union, you know, not doing swinger type parties. But again, I don't know. I don't know. I've always been a huge fan of Bruce Willis, so I guess, you know, some of that translated to, all right, well, then Demi Moore couldn't be that bad. But I've never been a huge fan of hers. But, you know, people always ask me, how could somebody be bisexual? You're either gay or you're not. No, there's some people that prefer both. I think 1% of the population is a statistic. 1% of the population is bisexual, where they get turned on by both. Look at Anne Heck. Anne Heck, or is it Hetch? I don't know how to pronounce it. Remember, she was with a man, then she was with Ellen DeGeneres, and then she went back to men. And I believe she got married. So I think bisexual is probably more common than homosexual. All right? But the numbers aren't out there. They say there's more homosexuals than bisexuals. But I think there's many people that have admitted to me they are turned on by both sexes, but they prefer to be with this one, and that's why they're married, or they prefer to, you know, many people before they decide to be homosexual are bisexual. So that's why I think the number is worse. But again, you know, if people aren't reporting, if people aren't being polled, you know, they come up with under-polled numbers. So that's what's going on there. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say Saudi women with attractive eyes may be forced to cover their eyes up. They say women with attractive eyes may be forced to cover them up under Saudi Arabia's latest repressive measure. They say the ultra-conservative Islamic State said it has a right to stop women revealing tempting eyes in public. Okay, if you cover their eyes, how do they see? They'll bump into, they'll bump into things. Women in Saudi Arabia, this comes from Mail Online, the Daily Mail, already have to wear the long black cloak called an abaya. They have to cover their hair and in some regions conceal their face while in public. If not, they face punishment, including fines and public floggings. I would not do well in Saudi Arabia at all. I would not do well. I have a lot of wardrobe malfunctions. I don't mean to, but I do. So I would be flogged all the time. All right. They're also banned from driving by religious edict and cannot travel without authorization from their male guardians. Oh, my gosh. My husband would never let me drive. Oh, no way. Oh, no way. I get a lot of tickets. In September, a Saudi woman was sentenced to 10 lashes for defying the driving ban, remember? But she was spared when King Abdullah stepped in to stop the public flogging. So that's kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. How do you cover up the eyes? You know, I mean, some of these Saudi women, they're beautiful. And I guess the eyes, we've talked about sexual enticements and things that are found sexy. And sometimes covering up, it can be almost more sexy than being revealing. You know, there's many men that have said, or many people that have said, they find it sexier when so, you know, that's why I always wore turtlenecks and long jeans and slacks, polyester pants. I thought I'd be sexier. No, there's two kind of schools of thought. One is, you know, you could be just, you know, wardrobe malfunctioning all over the place. But, you know, other people, you know, they kind of like the peekaboo type of thing. And so, I'm sure it could be, you know, I don't know how they're going to walk around the place if they have to cover their eyes. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, you have a great rest of the day. If not, keep listening to more Dr. Dahlia. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.